Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Niamh Franks, good morning.
Morning, Ryan.
How are you, Niamh?
Fine, thank you.
Does anyone call you Niamhy?
My uncle.
I knew it. Which uncle?
Uncle Colin.
Uncle Colin?
Yeah.
And does he say, hi, Niamhy, how are you?
Yeah.
And you squirm a little, go, I'm not Niamhy, I'm Niamh. I wasn't christened Niamhy. Why do you have to call me Niamhy when I'm Niamh? Do you want me to call you Colony or Colony or Kalinsky or something? Wouldn't that be nice? Is that what you think?
Yeah.
I have a great picture of you here. Do you know what I'm looking at the picture of?
Me with my Bakewell buns.
First of all, they look really delicious. How many of them all? 24?
Yes.
Do they take long to make?
3 hours.
Okay, tell me the ingredients that you can remember off. We got almonds are in there, right? What else?
Flour, butter.
Butter.
Almonds.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Caster sugar or the other stuff?
Caster sugar.
Keep going.
And then icing sugar and cherries.
And a cherry on top. Were you making them for a particular occasion, Niamh, or was it just random?
Later, I'm going to my Uncle Trevor's for Easter, and I'm going to bring them down.
How old are you?
9.
And you made all those cakes. Did you make them on your own, or did you have help?
I made them on my own.
Wow. I'm really impressed, because I love baking, and I know it's hard to bake when you're 9 and 10, but when you do it, it's pretty impressive, because what you've done there is, you know, the future is safe in the baking world. It's great. It's the Great Irish Bake Off, and you won. So you put the cakes out, they're like little buns, and what happened next?
We went in to watch telly, and Mummy heard banging, and I told her that there was nothing, but Mummy went out and all the buns were eaten.
By Uncle Colin?
No, by our new dog, Jet.
Had you left them on the ground, or?
No, the dog went up on two paws and dragged them onto the ground.
Oh, no. And gobbled them all up?
Yeah.
So when you went into the kitchen, tell me what you saw.
We only saw the cooling rack on the ground, and there was three left at the back of the worktop.
Just three buns that the dog couldn't get at?
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
Jet.
Jet, like Jet?
Yeah.
And did Jet look up at you as if to say, I was so hungry. I'm sorry. Did Jet look? Do you know the way dogs can look at you and it's like they're about to speak?
Yeah.
Did Jet look like he knew that something was wrong?
Guilty, kind of.
Guilty, as charged. Now, how did you feel? Were you upset or did you laugh or, you know, did you feel it was just...
I was upset.
Oh. And then what?
Mummy said she'd make pastry that night so we could make them yesterday, but she forgot we had to do it all yesterday.
Oh, God. You've really had quite a few days, haven't you, Niamh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, will we play a game together then, and then hopefully you'll win a lunchbox? That might make things easier, so you can put the buns in the lunchbox so that Jet can't get at them.
Yes, please.
You told your story very well, by the way. All right, Niamh Franks, the Mary Berry of Tipperary, is on the line now and is going to play our game called I Know Stuff. Are you ready, Niamh?
Yeah.
Give me a letter, please.
N.
What N do people read to find out about things that have happened in the world? New things.
Newspaper.
Do you remember them? And another one, please, Niamh. F. What F lays eggs that hatch into tadpoles?
Frog.
Correct answer. Go. Another one.
Please. L.
L. What L sometimes comes before thunder during a storm?
Lightning.
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 And a fourth letter, please. What S is something you pack your belongings in for a holiday?
Suitcase.
Suitcase, unless you're Santa going to the sun, in which case you pack your sack, so you're quite right, suitcase. And finally, Niamh Franks of the Fallen Bun.
Or.
What or is the name of the girl with a really, really long golden hair in Disney's Tangled movie?
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, let down your hair. It's the correct answer. Didn't you do well? 5 out of 5. Niamh, it's all okay. Jet
Thank
is
you.
Forgiven. The buns are forgiven. Even your mother is forgiven. Because today you are now the proud owner of a tacky orange plastic lunchbox all the way from the Balkan region of Albania. Well done, Niamh.
Ryan?
Yes?
Can you sign the lunchbox?
Yes, please? I'm going to sign it as soon as the show's over when I go upstairs to my very cluttered desk. My pleasure.
And will you give third class homework?
I was going to say second class maybe, and certainly fourth class, but third class, really? Are you sure? I've heard a lot of messers in third class.
A few.
Yeah, a few. Always the way.
Mostly the boys.
Yes, story of your life. And you know what, Niamh? As you get older, it's always the boys who are messing. Always. What's your teacher's name?
Miss Crane.
Okay, if you just move your neck sideways, you can see her better. Yay! Crane. Miss Crane. Okay, no homework for all of third class.
And can I say hello to my friends Louise O'Brien and the Parker twins, Shannon and Roisin?
What, the Parker twins? They sound like something out of a gangster movie. Hey, you don't want to mess with the Parker twins, see? They're going to cause trouble, see? What are their names?
Shannon and Roisin.
Shannon and Roisin. Would you look at them crossing the borders? Who would have thought with the mist in their eyes and their golden red hair falling onto their shoulders that they could cause so much trouble between a whole country? Yes, that's fine, Niamh. That's done. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it? We're done?
Yeah.
You're leaving me now in the middle of the conversation? What are you doing for the day?
We're going up down to Cork soon.
Okay. Hey, good luck with the baking.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice holiday.
Thank you, Ryan.
Bye.
Bye.